Now that you're becoming so precise in your use of French, let's look again at how we can fit things into time. In English, you say, I have lived in Glanville for 10 years. In French, you have a different interpretation of time. Michel Thomas taught us that we use the present tense to describe a situation that is still going on in the present, and we use depuis, D-E-P-U-I-S, meaning since, to introduce the period of time. In effect, in French you say, I live in Glanville since 10 years. So, I have lived in Glanville for 10 years is...
J'habite Glanville depuis 10 ans.
Very good. J'habite Glanville depuis 10 ans. It started in the past, but it is still going on, hence the present tense of the verb. And you use en rather than année because you're looking at a succession of actions in the past. One of the most common mistakes is to use pour for time. Now, if the period of time is finished, you use the past tense, and during or for in this sense is pendant. So, I lived in Glanville for 10 years would be...
J'ai habité Glanville pendant 10 ans.
Super! J'ai habité Glanville depuis 10 ans. Done and finished. You can place events in time really clearly. Now let's try talking about specific points in the past. Ago is il y a. So try we arrived in Saint-Martin a long time ago. For a long time, you will use longtemps.
Nous sommes arrivés à Saint-Martin il y a longtemps.
Nous sommes arrivés à Saint-Martin il y a longtemps. Good. And a very long time ago?
Il y a très longtemps.
Quite. Il y a très longtemps. A while ago would be a certain time ago. So what about we met a while ago? This is a reciprocal verb. We met each other.
Nous nous sommes rencontrés il y a un certain temps.
Indeed. Nous nous sommes rencontrés il y a un certain temps. Now let's try it slightly differently. She was a teacher for 10 years, but a while ago she decided to change professions and now she's been a journalist for 2 years. Note that you do not use an article when you indicate somebody's profession. Teacher is professeur. So bit by bit now. She was a teacher for 10 years.
Elle a été professeur pendant 10 ans.
Bien. Elle a été professeur pendant 10 ans. For to change professions, you use changer de. So, but a while ago, she decided to change professions.
Mais il y a un certain temps, elle a décidé de changer de profession.
Mais il y a un certain temps, elle a décidé de changer de profession. Yes. And now she has been a journalist for 2 years. 2 is 2.
Et maintenant, elle est journaliste depuis 2 ans.
Et maintenant, elle est journaliste depuis 2 ans, in the present, because she is still a journalist. If you want to say how long something took, you use en. So, I wrote the letter in 10 minutes would be...
J'ai écrit la lettre en 10 minutes.
Oui, j'ai écrit la lettre en 10 minutes. And she did the journey in 1 day? We've already met the word le jour, meaning the day. La journée also means the day, and is used when you're talking about how long something went on for. In this instance, then, you will use la journée. So, she did the journey in 1 day.
Elle a fait le voyage en une journée.
Excellent. Elle a fait le voyage en une journée. If you want to indicate a point in time within which something will happen, you use dans. How would you say, I am going to phone the client in 10 minutes? In French, you say téléphoner à quelqu'un. So, I'm going to phone the client in 10 minutes.
Je vais téléphoner au client dans 10 minutes.
That's right. Je vais téléphoner au client dans 10 minutes. After is après. and before is avant. So have a go at I want to buy a bottle of mineral water before the train leaves. To buy is acheter. For before the train leaves, you can make life easy for yourself by saying before the departure of the train. A departure is quite close, un départ. Remember that de and le come together to become du. So, I want to buy a bottle of mineral water before the train leaves, before the departure of the train.
Je veux acheter une bouteille d'eau minérale avant le départ du train.
Precisely. Je veux acheter une bouteille d'eau minérale avant le départ du train. And how would you say, after your arrival, you must go to the hotel immediately? An arrival is une arrivée. And here you will place immediately at the end of the sentence to draw attention to how important this is. So, after your arrival, you must go to the hotel immediately.
Après votre arrivée, vous devez aller à l'hôtel immédiatement.
Good. Après votre arrivée, vous devez aller à l'hôtel immédiatement. Or you could have said, vous devez vous rendre à l'hôtel immédiatement.